Matthew chapter 25, verses 31 to 46. When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, he will sit on his throne in heavenly glory. All the nations will be gathered to him, and he will separate the people one from another as a shepherd separates sheep from the goats. He will put the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me." Then the righteous will answer him, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go visit you?" The king will reply, "I tell you the truth. Whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did for me." Then he will say to those on his left, "Depart from me, you are cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me nothing to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not invite me in. I needed clothes, and you did not clothe me. I was sick and in prison, and you did not look after me." They also will answer, "Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or needing clothes or sick or in prison and did not help you?" He will reply, "I tell you the truth. Whatever you did not do for one of the least of these, you did it not for me." Then they will go away to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life. Parable of the Sheep and Goats, Part 3, Sheep-like Service. Sheep were among the top 25 smartest animals on the planet. Who would have guessed that? Yet, several scientific studies conclude that sheep possess an ability to remember and process information not seen in many large animals. They can identify faces of other sheep or humans even if only looking at a photograph, can pass some psychological tests that monkeys would fail, and can recognize and exhibit a wide range of emotions. In short, they have had us fooled all along. Our last installment in this study of the parable of sheep and goats leads us to ask, what is or was so special about sheep that the Bible would consistently utilize the metaphor of sheep for his followers? As a believer, why do I have to be compared to a sheep? I want to be a lion cub to the Lion of Judah, or a royal subject to the King of Kings, but a sheep? Come on, man. After I got past that initial thought process, I soon realized that several traits of sheep apply metaphorically to our spiritual lives. Let me share some of the attributes. Followers. Sheep follow their shepherd. They recognize the shepherd's voice and his face. In fact, the Bible notes that believers know his voice and should follow him. Dependent. They require guidance, otherwise they can wander away. The sheep must be led to food and water. We too, like sheep, can be led astray. We are to hunger and thirst for righteousness. Defenseless. A sheep's best defense is to stay close to their shepherd because they lack any natural defenses. Our best defense is to also stay close to the Good Shepherd. When we are out of fellowship, we too can become defenseless, for he is our shield and our mighty fortress. Restless. Hunger and bugs make sheep restless. Hunger. When food is scarce, they become restless and wander. Believers are called to continually feed on the Word of God. Bugs. Bugs like to lay eggs in the matted wool on a sheep's head. Good shepherds routinely combat this by rubbing olive oil on the heads of their sheep. After all, the shepherd loves each of them. God also loves each of us and anoints our heads with oil as we follow him. Unclean. Sheep are walking dirt magnets because their wool catches mud, thistles, manure, and whatever they have been around. Believers are born separated from God, and our sins make us unclean. Only the blood of Jesus can cleanse us as we confess our sins. During the various scientific studies noted at the beginning, the research revealed a quirk in sheep's behavior. When a sheep is alone, it actually makes better decisions. When in a flock, they have been known to literally follow their flock over a cliff. Unlike sheep, when we are alone, we do not always make better decisions. Additionally, when we are in a mob frenzy, we do tend to subscribe to groupthink and go over a figurative cliff. Subsequently, whether alone or in a group, our job is to hear his voice and follow his commands. As we come together into a local group or flock, Paul tells us in Hebrews 10:24 and 25 that we are to spur each other to good works. It is unmistakable that this parable concludes that our actions reveal our faith. Our faith is demonstrated by our conscious and unconscious actions. Motivated by our love for God, we touch the lives of others each day and offer aid and comfort. The best of us keep no records, expect no praise, and prefer to go unnoticed. But God notices, and on Judgment Day, he will separate the goats from the sheep. Ba-ba, my brother and sister, until we meet up yonder. Questions. Discover. Do you remember the commercial from Verizon? Can you hear me now? Imagining God asking us that question, are you ever in a situation that you cannot hear God? B. Describe the difference between hearing and listening. Which do you do more often, and how does it differ based on the situation? 2. Develop. A. A sheep responds to a shepherd's voice and goes where he directs. Contrast and compare this statement with your walk with God. 3. Demonstrate. When you know how much God loves you and how much he did for you on the cross, you are literally overflowing with his love. How is this revealed in your life? This is Brother Raymond Johnson. For a copy of this devotional, please visit my blog at 3dbeliever.com or send an email to raymond@3dbeliever.com. Become a 3D Believer today.